You push record?
Yeah, it's being recorded.
Garbosa, first of all, as always, I thank everybody for coming. And I know it's a busy night, and I'll try not to keep it too long. Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is actually, believe it or not, the 23rd yahrzeit of my mother, Leah Shalom. Passed away on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That year, it was Rosh Hashanah, it was a Wednesday night, and so it was a strange yantif. She passed away in the afternoon, and we didn't have the kura till Sunday, because it was too late on Wednesday afternoon to do anything before Yontif, so 23 years ago. And I thank everybody for coming, really, from the bottom of my heart. It means a lot. And I welcome all the people who are listening on Zoom also. Okay, that's the way it is today. I saw someone in the supermarket today. They asked me if I use Zoom. My whole life is on Zoom, I think. Until 3 months ago, I thought Zoom was a type of rocket ship. Anyway, this year for my mother's Elah Shalom's yahrzeit, her name was Rina Bas Rav Yitzchak. So this presentation is Lila Nishmasa. And so I learned Yerushalmi Maseches Beitza. Yerushalmi Maseches Beitza, like the Babli and Maseches Beitza, doesn't have much to do with eggs, except for the beginning. It's really sometimes Chazal called Maseches Yontif, because it really has to do with all of the dinim of Yontif. So I'd like, before reading the last couple of lines and making the sim, it's okay, just to say a little brief shiur, as I generally do in these get-togethers. Usually I try, when possible, to connect it to Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov that's coming up. I can't really do it directly, maybe some at the very end. It's not really about Rosh Hashanah, but it does relate to all the Yom Tovim. And you'll see in a second what the issue is. The Yerushalmi in Perek Hay, Halacha Beis, raises a question. Mahu lahadlik ner shel avtola. Is it permissible? Now, we know that it's permissible on Yontif to light fire. You can't strike a match and start a new fire, but from an already lit fire, one is permitted to kindle on Yontif. That's one of the differences in Yontif and Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not even allowed to extend the flame that's already burning from something else. It doesn't matter. Shabbos, you can't extend it, but Yontif, it's already burning, so you can, the Malach HaVavor, you can do that on Yontif. But the question is, usually we assume that the only heter to do any of these things on Yontif when it's doing something beneficial for your observance of Yontif. So you don't have to cook on Yontif, so you have fresh food on Yontif, right? If you need the heat or whatever, so it benefits you on Yontif. But the Gemara's question herein is, Ma'u lahadlik ner shel avtola. Avtola is like a batola, right? It's worthless. It's a waste of time, right? That's how the Korban, the classic Mefarshim on the page in the Yerushalmi, Korban Eda is... I think he was the Rebbe of Mendelssohn. No, I think so. Or Talmud, I think of the Rebbe. Anyway, so but he had more important contributions, and that's his commentary to Yerushalmi. Not on the whole Yerushalmi, but much of Yerushalmi. So he defines Ner Shel Avtola, Ner Shel Doeg Shel Ol Tzorech. Has no particular need. Ol Avtola, it's just this time. The Pnei Moshe also. Pnei Moshe is the major commentary of Yerushalmi. The only commentary having the entire Yerushalmi is the Pnei Moshe. A lot of other commentaries on different mesichtas in the Yerushalmi, but the only one that's on the whole Yerushalmi is the Pnei Moshe. And he also defines Ner Shel Avtola, Ner Betela, She'ena Tzorech Lo. It's worthless. It's not doing anything for anybody. That's all it is. And some mesichtas, like Brachas and also Beitzah, we have the parish from Abelezer Azkari, who's known as the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is very interesting. It's organized, all the different Monei HaMitzvahs had their own organizational structure when they wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the chinuch does it, you know, like a playbill, cast in order of appearance, right? It has all the mitzvahs as they appear in the chumash. The Rambam has his own order. We can't always figure out what the Rambam's order was, why he brought certain things together. But the Rambam had his order. So the Charedim wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs. He's in the mid 1500s. He writes his order was based on a part of the body that you use for the mitzvah. He has all the mitzvah to do with your arm, and all the mitzvah to do with your legs, and all the mitzvah to do with your head, and so on and so forth. So, anyway, he wrote a parish on certain mesichtas in the Yerushalmi, so we have here. There's no Rashi in the Yerushalmi. That's why the Yerushalmi is very, very difficult. I like to tell the Talmidim sometimes, I can digress for a second. You know, sometimes you're learning, we don't realize the contribution Rashi makes. So, obviously, look in Rashi. Sometimes you read a Gemara, and you don't understand, and you look, and Rashi doesn't say anything. You say, oh, the one part of the Gemara I didn't understand, Rashi doesn't say anything. If he didn't say anything, he wouldn't say any of the Gemara. Right? You know, so, but anyway, so the Charedim also says, for example, Achar Shehidli Kol HaNeiros HaYetzorech, the guy already lit all the candles in his house that he needs for the night. He lit the Gemara, there's no electricity. So the only way you saw in the house was when it had candles. So the person lit all the candles he needed. Okay. He already lit everything he needed. Wrote to the host of Ner Echad Shol Tzarchal. One more. What the heck? Maybe there's one left in a box or whatever. Let's get rid of this box, whatever. So whatever his reason is, okay, Or Inami b'madlik ner b'yom. He wants to light a candle so many doors in a day. So we have, the Gemara says, the famous expression, Shraga b'tira, okay? Right, my mahanya, what good is a light during the day? Do they have a natural light from the sun, so you don't need it? So he lights it like this. Ma'u shiye mutter. Is this mutter on Yontif? So the Rishami has the opinion of Chizkiah. Chizkiah, I mean, but just before I go into that, before I give you the answer, some of the Rishonim discuss why else a person would be lighting some, you know, lighting some kind of a candle, okay? You know, it doesn't fulfill any, it doesn't carry out any physical need or any physical benefit, but there may be other things a person wants to show. In those days, you know, the richer you were, the more candles you had, you know, it was a sign of wealth. A person wants the light to show, doesn't mean you can see fine. But passersby will come to, ooh, wow, this is a rich guy lives here, look at all the candles he has in the house. Today, we don't think like that, but the original chandeliers were, of course, candles, you know, and then the more you had, the more wealthy you were, obviously. So he wants to light it for that reason. That's how some Rishonim want to say it, okay? Others have a different thing, you know, for example, the Rush writes that the Rush in Beitz in the Bavli, in the second parak, where this is, we'll see in a moment, Tosus quotes this Gemara, Tosus in the Bavli quotes this Gemara, but the Rush says, some people are minig in shul to always light candles. By the Chassidim, I think a lot of times, even today, they, you know, they light by the Amud. You know, not only by the Chassidim. But if you ever go to the, but by others also, you go to the Shtiblach, the Meir Sharim, so there's a little, most of the Amud, where the guy davens from, is a little cutout area and put a candle. So now it's all black. You know, it's a whole nice room with all black there because of the candles. But so people, they don't need a candle, but it's somehow it's a cover for tefillah or something like that. Or, that's the Rush writes, the Miri writes, that sometimes a person, you know, doesn't want the house to be dark at night. You know, some people want to leave the bathroom light on, they leave the hall light on for the kids, nobody should trip or whatever. So, again, you don't really need it. Anyway, these are all examples we'll see more soon of Ner Shalav Tola.
What about the mitzvah of Yontif
lights? Yeah, okay, so that's for sure okay. But here it's Ner Shalav Tola, means it doesn't give you any benefit. So all these cases, you know, it's, nobody needs the light, it's during the day, it's for some kind of covered tefillah, but not really necessary. That's the question. So the Gemara has Chizkiah, there's no purpose, all right, no purpose that we know of. So Chizkiah Amar, also Chizkiah says that it's also, okay, Chizkiah not allowed to do it. And he assumes that you're only allowed to light a candle on Yontif, it's going to benefit you in some way, but some, the Neshal Avtala has no purpose, no benefit, they're not allowed to light it. So that's Chizkiah's opinion. But then the Gemara goes on, quote a Braisa Masisa Pligal Chizkiah. But other commentaries, other Tanoim disagree, or Rabbanan disagree. They quote a Braisa. Pasuk says, "Lo sevaro esh b'chol moshel sechem yom haShabbos." That's a pasuk beginning in Parashas Vayakel. Not allowed to kindle, not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "You have a drosha b'Shabbos einat mavir, avol mavir at b'yomtiv." The Yerushalmi says, "Drosha." That Bryce has a drosha. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it on yomtiv. So the question is, 1 second, what is that drosha coming to teach you? So says Yerushalmi, "Ain tamer in tamer the bedvarim sheish b'em ochel nefesh." If you say you're kindling for the purpose of cooking, you don't need that drosha. We already have a heter for ochel nefesh, right? That's back in Parshas Bo. It says, "V'alksiv achar sheyochel ochel nefesh hulabado yaso lachem." The pasuk back in Parshas Bo, with the very first yontif, which was Pesach, is mentioned. So it says, "You're not allowed to do malacha, but achar sheyochel, anything which is for food purposes is allowed." So the Yerushalmi says, "You don't need this drasha, special drasha lo sevaro esh b'chol moshel sechem b'yom haShabbos, but yontif it's allowed. You don't need that drasha because we already know that it's something for food purposes. Elamai." So what does it teach us? Must be talking about even if you don't need it. So therefore, it's mutter to light a candle for no reason because that's the there's a cause of it. That pasuk, you know, evidently it's mutter to light a candle for no reason because that otherwise you wouldn't need that drosha if it's for a purpose of yontif and so on and so forth. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. It's a machlokas. Not only that, but they mention interestingly enough, Amar Rabavuna. In Yerushalmi, you meet a lot of people you never heard of. Amar Rabbi Avuna, the Tani Taman, there's a brisa that was taught over there when the Yerushalmi was written in Eretz Yisrael. So when they referred to Bavel, they called it over there. Taman Tanin, over there. Just like in Bavel, when they refer to Eretz Yisrael, it says Bimarova, out in the west, in the wild west. It means you're in Bavel and you talk about the west coast, it means Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was the west coast from relative to Bavel. So in Bavel they said, "Come on, over there." And they had a teaching. Actually, Machlokas Beishamai Beisilo, Beishamai Osin Beisilo Matirin. Okay, Machlokas Beishamai Beisilo. Beishamai says, "Takel Achiskiya, you're not allowed to light a Ner Shalav Tola. Candles no purpose." And Beisilo says, "You can." It's unclear exactly where that comes from. We'll see in a second. But that's what. So what's the conclusion? So what's the end of the story? So Rav Nachum, Achrei Rav Ila, Rav Nachum, the brother of Rav Ila, asked Rav Yochanan, so what's the maskana? Rav Yochanan gave a funny answer. Rav Yochanan says, Amalei, lo tesar velo tishrei. Don't aser it, don't allow it. Somebody asks you, tell them, I can't tell you it's aser. I can't tell you it's mutter. And end of Gemara. Goodbye. That's the end of Halacha Beis. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi. So it's interesting. This has, I said, a practical issue for us. And this is this talk is for the yard site of my mother, Shalom. So we have a practice on a yard site, but also anytime we say Yizkor to light, we call a yard site candle, right? And many people follow the practice whenever we say Yizkor to have a candle lit, Lila Nishmas, departed. I have one burning in the other room. So that's a minig. I don't know. It does not seem to be. Kitzur Shel Aruch brings that minig. I don't know. I can't say with any definitive knowledge he's the first, but it's a relatively late practice, as far as I can tell, that you have to light a candle for your. So I once gave a shiur about it many, many years ago. I looked on why you taught, and I found my own name a few years ago. I think he's told me for Yizkor. I gave a shiur about yard sites, you know, but. But for Yizkor, letting it by Yizkor, so the truth is the original Yizkor, we said many times, the original Yizkor is Yom Kippur. That was the original Yizkor, because Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim in the plural, right? What do you call Yom Kippurim? Kapor Lachaim, Kapor Lamesim. The Mesim get a Kapor and Yom Kippur too, so we do something, Lili Nishmas the Mesim. Then the practice evolved that we say Yizkor always the last day of every Yontif, right? The last day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuos. And on the last day of Sukkot, because Simchas Torah, it's kind of like it'll be a little funny to have all this dancing and say Yizkor. So we do it on Shmini Atzeres. But the question is, when you light this candle? So Taka Shmini Atzeres, it's less of a problem because you can light it before Yontif. But when it's the last day in Eretz Yisrael, okay, and the Chutzlach rather, let's say the last day of Pesach, you're going to light the candles. You're going to light it. It's the Yontif. It's the seventh day already, or the second day of Shavuos. You're going to light it for the second day of Shavuos. Already the first day of Shavuos is already Yontif. So when are you going to light it? So you could buy one of those. Today they have these now 48-hour ones or 72-hour ones, whatever. You can get one and light before Yom Tov. Maybe that's better. But the question is, can you light? That perhaps is in the category that Ksav Sofer has a tshuva. We told him, he said, that could be the Ner Shel Avtolah. It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't give you any added light or any added benefit. But a minute, is that enough? That perhaps is the question of a Ner Shel Avtolah. So the question is, what's the din? So here, instead of flipping all this farm, I took advantage and printed out the sources. I'll read from here. Okay. So Tosfos in Beitzin, Bavli, on Daf Chav Gimel Aleph, quotes this Yerushalmi. So the Chaim Rashi Yerushalmi, even though it says here, Maor Alik Ener Shabbat Tola B'Yomtiv, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Yerusa Asa Rabbanan Sharu. I don't know, Rabbi Yossi, Argus, it was Chizkiya. But okay, it says Rabbi Yossi. All right, same idea. What's the Svar? What's the Machlokas about? What's this Machlokas about? The Tosfos says the Machlokas is about a famous. It's tied into a famous machlokes in Shabbos on Daf Ayin and Aleph about that pasuk that I mentioned before from Parshas Vayakel. It says, "Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshe sechem yom hashavuos." Now, how to light a fire? Wait a minute. There are 39 melachos. We don't have every one of them mentioned individually. It says, "Lo sasa chol melacha." Right? And it says the difference. Don't do melacha. Many places it says in Shabbos, don't do melacha. And we have a tradition. We know there are 39 things that are classified or qualified to be called melachos. So we can't plant and sow and bake and do the laundry and write and erase and build and slaughter animals or whatever, okay? Tie things, untie things. So we know what the 39 malachas are. One of them is Havara. So why do you have to have a special pasuk in Parshat Yakel say, don't kindle lights? We already have a general rule of lo sasa ka malacha. However we define malacha, Torah Shapet tells us how to define malacha. And Havara, kindling a flame, is one of them. So why do you have to have a special pasuk? So this is a machlokas in Shabbos, in the Bible, Shabbos, Ayin Amad Aleph, the Tanya. Havara l'lav yotzas divir v'yosi, Rav Nosson amal l'chalik yotzas. Famous machlokas. Okay? The first opinion, v'yosi says, Havara l'lav yotzas. Guess what? Havara, although it's forbidden on Shabbos, is not on par with the rest of the other prohibitions on Shabbos. It's separated out, it comes out of the normal text, so to speak, it comes out of the normal collection of malachas to tell us that it's not an iser. They get kares and the skila and so on for violating Shabbos. It's only a lot, only. I mean, we try not to do not to violate any lavin either. Okay, you shouldn't violate a lav either. But it's not. It's a weaker, it's a lower level. It's prohibited on Shabbos, no question about it. But it's not in the category of melacha. Havara l'lavya, it's only a lav. I don't know, I say only relative to the chiv kares, the chiv skila, but it's still usher. I'm not telling anyone to go now and light a fire on Shabbos. So, another nafkamina. So it wouldn't bring a korban chatos. Okay, so havar lav yotzes. There we go. Reb Nosson Omer. Yeah, that's what it is. Reb Nosson Omer lechalik yotzes. Nothing doing. Reb Nosson says no. It's a regular bona fide malacha like every one of the other 38. Why is it singled out? To teach you a din, it could have singled anyone out. Okay, but to teach you a din with Hilchos Shabbos, that every malacha is an independent violation of Shabbos. So let's say I'll think of an example. I don't know, let's say a chametz on Pesach. Okay, so I sit down, and by mistake, okay, I have a bowl of cereal, and then I decide, you know what, let me have some pancakes, and then I'm still hungry, so I have some pizza. I eat chametz 10 different times, you know, and it's, the answer is you don't have to bring a separate korban chatos for every bite of chametz. Okay, if it was all what we call behelam echad, I forgot that it was Pesach, so I went in somewhere and I prayed. I have to wonder why the guy had all these raw material in his house, but okay, whatever he did. So he violated, he ate many, many kazesim chametz. So then he was one korban chatos. But when it comes to Shabbos, say a person didn't know about Shabbos or something like that, and he did a whole bunch of things. He cooked and he planted something, and he wrote some of the letter, and then he tied something, and then he untied something else. Huh?
And
lit a fire and did everything else. Each one is separate. Each one is separate. Even though there's one pasuk, that's why havara lechalik yotzes. The word, the malacha of havara was taken out from the batch. He could have done with any of them. It serves as a paradigm to teach us that what? That every malacha on Shabbos is its own violation. Okay, that's the machlokas over there. And we paskin lechalik yotzes. We paskin havara is one of the 39 malachas. It's finally weaker. It's to teach you this din. The Tosfos says, oh, that's the machlokas in Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, Manda, he says, Manda Osar, the person who, in our Rishalmi, Tosas, again, this is Tosas in Beit Zechav Gimel, and Aleph Dibam Asa Al Gabi Cheres, is quoting this Rishalmi that I just read to you here, from Parak Hay of Beit Zechav Halacha Beis. So the Tosas says, the Manda Osar, that was the first opinion, Sobar the Havar Lechalik, so Mahavi Malacha, the Osar La Sosa Biyamtiv. He holds, like Reb Nosson, who said Havara lechalik? The way we paskin that Havara, it's a bona fide malacha, just taken out from the batch to tell you the special din that every malacha on Shabbos has its own status as a violation. It's not just another piece of chametz, you know. So, therefore, ner shalav tala is also okay because it's Havara shalav tzarech. It's a burning for no reason. That's the first opinion. However, mandashari, the other position you showed me, that was Chizkia, who said that it's mutal at Ner Shal Tola, Sabar de Lalav Yotzos, the Havar Shalom Tzarch, mutal asos to be yamtiv, because it's not a malacha even on Shabbos. So it's not a malacha on Shabbos. Huh?
Shabbos
right, there, exactly. I just put everything together, exactly. That's exactly the Joshua. It's on Shabbos, and therefore on yamtiv, it's mutal. He says mutal and gans. Velo havi av malacha. Okay? Now, all right, so that's a clever answer, Tosis, that he links that machlokas. And the only problem is the way Tosis presents it. So Reb Yossi, it comes out wrong, because Reb Yossi is the one who says, Havar Lalav Yotzos, Reb Yossi is the one who says that a Ner Shal Avtala is Osir. Havar Lalav Yotzos, that it's a lower malacha, means it should be mutter. Okay, so maybe it's not the same Reb Yossi. Anyway, in our gifts, we have Chizki anyway, so it's not an issue. Okay, anyhow, what's the conclusion? What's the din at the end? The Tosa says, "Umiyu hasam kamar lo tesav lo tishri." The unusual conclusion: don't answer it. Don't say it's mutter. Right? Just you know, I don't know what you do. I guess if someone asks you, shall I say, "I don't know"? Okay, just, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Right? I don't know. You know, this is of course with Reshechta. A lot of times says, "I don't know." Right? So they asked him once. When you say, I don't know, do you mean you really don't know? You just don't feel like answering. So he said, I don't know. but Lamai said, at some point, the rabbi has to answer the question. Right? The balabos comes to the rabbi and asks the question. He says, I don't know. Okay, we'll find out. What am I paying you for? Right? So he says, Umikan yeshli zor melasos havar shalot tzor. Lamai said, you better not do it, because it may be usher. Okay, it's more than maybe usher, because Lamai said, I don't know why Tosfos doesn't say this, but Lamaisa, we paskin Havora Lechalik Yotzes. So it is a bona fide Melochus, so and therefore it is Osan Yontif. So, okay. The only problem is the Shita's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph, Melochot Daled, says, Kol Melochot Chavon V'Shabbos, and so on, so on, so on, Yontif, Sholot, Sarach, Echilot, Loke, Chutzma, okay, Yontif, then we Malchus, all right. Except for certain things, you know, and he says, but Havora, is also mutter, even shalol etzorech. This is the language of words of the Rambam. Perek Aleph Vilchus Yom Tov Halacha Dalad. V'chein mutter lehavir af al pi she'eno letzorech achila. It's mutter. So he paskins, it would look like a ner shalach tala is mutter. But wait a minute. He also paskins havara lechalek yotzus. So evidently he doesn't accept Tosis. Tosis makes the link. Yushami doesn't make a link with him. What else is around? And by the way, the Ravid on the spot mentions, he mentions, lehadlik ner shalach tala. Okay, he says, Kigon Ner Lechavod. He quotes this, he refers to this Yushalmi. The question is, what does the Rambam hold? And the Rambam must have a different reason for allowing the Ner Shalav Tolah. So it could be, and this is maybe what the Yushalmi is referring to when I mentioned Yushalmi Beis Hillel, there's earlier in Beitz on that, it's only Yushalmi too, it's a Mishnah, but in the Bavli, oh, Yud Beis and Aleph, exactly. That the Beis Shammai says, Ein Motzi and Lo Sakot and Lo Talulav and Lo Sanev Tolah, Shus Rabbim. You're not allowed on Yontif to carry either a baby or your lulav or a sefer Torah, something like this, farm, not allowed to carry in the Shus HaRabim. On Yontif. And Beis Hillel Matirin. So Gemara says, one second, why should it be? So Beis Shammai says, Lo Amrinan, we don't say, Mitoch Shehutra Yatzor Letzorah, Hutra Nami Shol Letzorah. Beis Hillel says, we do say Mitoch. Mitoch means once we say it, since it's mutter, then it's mutter all the way. There's no such thing as something being halfway mutter. If it's mutter to do, let's say, carrying or havara for ochel nefesh purposes, for food purposes, then it's mutter even for no purpose. So lechora, that's probably what the, lechora, that's what the Rambam holds. Okay, that mitoch. Now the question is, but what's the machlokas? Machlokas, what do you mean mitoch shehutra? Since it's mutter for ochel nefesh, for food purposes on yontif, then it's mutter for anything. So therefore, it seems that the Rambam holds mitoch, since it's mutter for, you know, to have a fire for cooking and for eating. So then, it's also mutter even for no purpose, even for that's what Rambam says again. His lashon v'chein mutter lahavir afal pi she'eno letzorech achila. Once it's mutter letzorech achila, which we know is yontif, if it's allowed, so then it's also mutter even shalol letzorech achila. So what's that? Oh, so that's the question. That's exactly the question. What do you mean, shalol letzorech? Lol letzorech at all? No tzorech, whatever. That's not so fast. Tosis on that daf in Beitzi, Beizim and Aleph, Dima Maskal Hongi Garsinim. Tosis says when we say mitoch, you have to have some sort of tzorech. Okay, he says, "Feika tzorech miktas." There's some need. It may not be for food, but it's for some benefit. It's for some positive purpose. It's got to be for some purpose. Avol shalol letzorech yom tov klal. If it has no need whatsoever, then vaday the osim and atarah. For example, to cook on yontif for a dinner party you're having next Wednesday night. That's not tzorech yontif in any way, shape, or form. So that has to be osim and atarah midoraisa. Okay, to pick up and carry rocks around. Doesn't do any good. You're still like putting in your pocket and that you can't do. So that's a question of what a tzorech says. Now, could be the Rambam disagree with that. Could be the Rambam hold no. Mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra shalol letzorech, hutra nami shalol letzorech, and shalol letzorech at all. So that could be the machlokas. Tosis doesn't want to accept that. Tosis says, no, it has to be some need. All right. Now we can figure out where does a ner shalav tola fit into the mix. Okay. Is that considered a tzorech tzas? Okay, if it's considered tzorech tzas, then we mutter even according to Tosis. Okay, if it's considered shalol tzorech, then Tosis would say that it's not mutter at all, and maybe the Rambam would disagree. Okay, and it's in this context that the Ksav Sofer and the Tshuva and the Mishabura brings the Ksav Sofer and some Tav Kuf Yud Dalet. Okay, he brings it, he mentions the Ksav Sofer, and what he talks about is ner shal yartzeit. Ner shal yartzeit. And the Shabur is in the Bir Halacha, Sim Tav Kuf Yudal and Tzipay, Tim Masa Ner Shal Batola. He says, the Da, the O, the Ner Shal Yartzeit, Im Lo Hadliko Berv Yontif, Yadliko Akopona Becheder Shal Ochen Bo. You forgot to light it before Yontif, so light it in the room where you're eating, in some other room where it's going to give you some benefit. Okay? That's the first thing the Shabur says. Try and do it in a place where it's going to add. Maybe in a part of the kitchen that the light wasn't left on. Light it, we do. But light it in some place where it's going to give you some sort of benefit. Okay, right. That's a different word. Yes, correct. Okay, furthermore, then the Mishabur writes, but Beoser Tov, listen to this, she had the cannibal base haknesis. Okay, so maybe it's light in shul, because in shul there's an Indian to have more light, you know, what is it? Right? And we want lights in the shul. So more covered. So more lights. So you can honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So light it in shul. Okay, that's not practical for most people. They're going to run to shul. Okay. And the first one may not be either. Okay. And if Shas Tadchak, says the Mishnah Berurah, Efshar the Yeshlut Tahat Dibachol Gavni, Tahavika Ein Ner Shul Mitzvah Shul Lichvod Avosav. It's honoring your parents. That's why you're doing it, right? There's an honor for the parents. Came this Barber Chuvah Ksav Sofer. He refers to his Chuvah and Ksav Sofer. Okay? If you want to look up the Ksav Sofer, it's here somewhere. Chelik Archaim Simon Samech Hei. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here. So Ksav Sofer, so after all, there's a din, keep it avayim. So that's a benefit to, that's considered enough of a Torah. So that's what he says. Okay, so that's the issue of the yahrzeit candle that probably, again, my own feeling is that when it comes to now, Shmei Atzeres, okay, so better light it before Yontif, then you stay out of the whole problem, okay? This year, right. So for Friday afternoon, you'll light it. Okay, when it comes to the Achron Shul Pesach, or the second day of Shavuos, when it's already in Eretz Yisrael, it's also not a problem. It is one day, right? But somebody told me he was in Eretz Yisrael, and they were laning Parshas Re'eh. I don't know if it was this year, it couldn't be. It was a lockdown. Whatever, it must have been last year. So they were laning Parshas Re'eh. He was in some shul over there. And they're sitting next to a person, and they started making Hosafos. I got an extra leave. So they came up to... right, the end. So this American person, said to this person that he knew in Eretz Yisrael, I hope they're not going to make all the stops of Kol HaBechor. And the person said, what's Kol HaBechor? We always learn that the last day Yom Tov. What's Kol HaBechor? Well, same thing. But that we have in Shmini Atzeres, but I'm saying, they're going to know, what's Kol HaBechor? Okay, anyway. But Lamaisa, but in Chutzlar, it's the second day of Yom Tov, so either light it before you get one of these 24 or 48 hour, 48 or more hour candles you can get now, to light from before, or what are we trying to do is light it in a part of the kitchen or in some part of the house where you don't have light, where it's going to contribute. But in the worst case, if you didn't, it's enough of an Indian to count it for a mitzvah. Just to point out, one thing that's nogeh to Rosh Hashanah this year, okay, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, I forgot to have it on the table, the Shalmei Moed is a collection of the Pesachim of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. He discusses, what's the story? Can I light an extra candle for Havdalah? Because this year Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos Sunday. Same thing with the first days and last days of Sukkot. So we have to make Havdalah, Yak Nahaz. Okay? So what many people do is they kind of hold, you shouldn't really put the two candles match, make the mamish one flame, because they're probably to pull them apart, maybe. Okay? But it's also not the end of the world to do that. But some people hold.
Just use one.
So what they now have. Okay, and I purchased some today because we actually have this year, Tufshin Pei Aleph, we have five Yak Nahazes. And with the three now, right, the Rosh Hashanah and the first day of Sukkot and the last day of Sukkot all go Shabbos into Sunday. And Pesach this year is Shabbos and Sunday, so Pesach is Sunday and Monday, so last day of Shabbos, so we have five Yak Nahazes this year. So they have now what's called the Yak Nahaz candle. Looks like a regular candle. You can buy it in the Granite Essex, wherever else, okay, has two wicks, okay, it's an avuka l'choladei, so okay, the question is, you want to be, it's only hidden anyway to have an avuka, like a torch, so you want to, so I bought a few of them, so but the question is, can I light that on the table? It doesn't add anything, right? My wife already bench, look, plus there's electric lights on, so what are we doing that in the sand? Light an extra candle for this Abdullah? The answer is the Rosh Hashanah also says no. For the sake of that mitzvah, that's considered a koponim. It's a ktsas, and therefore it should be mutter. Okay, so that's what I want to say about that. Just before I read the lines, I mentioned, I was thinking one of the things I was thinking when I was learning from my mother, Alei Shalom, and I'll read the last line, and we'll say kaddish, and that's it. And I thank everyone again for coming. And by the way, on the way out, this is the siyum of nowadays, and please take water and some cookies, whatever's there, individually wrapped, so to be safe with everybody. I think my mother would have been deeply upset, with having to live like we have to live now. She was a person who very much always liked to connect to other people and liked to smile, liked to see other people smile, make other people smile. She would have been very, very, I was thinking about it. She just would not have liked this. and not to be able to come close to people, and not to hug people. She would have really been, would have had a hard time, and not just in the realm of the nursery school, which she ran with the kids, but just even with adults, that we all have to, the concept of social distancing was about as foreign to her as possible. Social distancing, she believed in the opposite. Social, coming close, whatever the exact verb would be. Okay, you know, she really made every effort to come close to people of all stripes and all kinds, and you know, and the idea that we have to stay apart and we can't, you know, I think it would have been very, very difficult for a lot of us, difficult for all of us maybe, but for her it would have been really, really a challenge, and she would have been very upset and out of sorts, I think, you know, with this kind of life that we have to lead right now, but at the same time, she always found a way to be upbeat. She always found a way to be cheerful. So inside, she might have been perturbed by this, but I think she would have, at the end, said, okay, you know, let's make the best of it. She always wanted to make the best of things. So, you know, and certainly, you know, certainly she thought anything that enhanced Yonta, she would have sided with those poskim, said, it's a tzorech, it's a need, that's a good way. Keep honoring your parents is a need, and havdalah is a need, and everything that enhances and makes something more special is considered al kaponim, some kind of a need. So, you know, that's the kind of person she was, and Tehei Nishmas Tzur B'Tzor HaChaim. Let's just read the last line. We'll say Kaddish. The last part of the Sifta talks about the Tchumim. You know, we have a rule that on Shabbos, you aren't allowed to go beyond a certain Tchum, certain boundary outside the city limits. City limits is not defined by what the town calls city limits, but rather the end of basically building, no more houses. You know, there's an open space. So, anyway, so the last line says, also, Bahad, Gamliel Zuga Ukre Chad Circa Kamehan. Gamliel Zuga. Not Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel Zuga. Zug means scissors. Like a pair. I think it was a pair of scissors. But some say it was a barber. Okay, Gamliel the barber. Okay, anyway. Everybody knows Gamliel Zuga Ukre Chad Circa Kamehan. A certain non-Jew, a merchant, non-Jewish, brought him a gift of mushrooms, fresh cut mushrooms but the only thing is, he brought them from outside the tchum. So also Shaul Rabbana, so Gamliel Zuga asked Rabbana whether he can accept those mushrooms on Yom Tov and eat them. They brought him freshly cut mushrooms as a present and can accept them. So Amalei said, "Yeah, Kablin Bego Megirin Didach." But you can take them, meaning that it's not a mukta problem. It's not a mukta, only a chutz tchum problem. So now that they're yours, you have to eat them within four amas. You know, you can't take them outside. If you have this kind of setup, you can't go outside. You have to eat them within four amas of the place where you got them. Hadron Lach Mashum Paris, the Chulam is simply the basis. I'm just going to say the Hadron and the Kaddish. Hadron Lach, Yishan Mesech is Beitzah, Hadron Chulam, Daitan Lach, Yishan Mesech is Beitzah, Daitan Chulam, Lomistin Sheminach, Yishan Mesech is Beitzah, Lomistin Sheminan, Oba Amma Dein, Oba Amma Dasi. Hadron Lach, Yishan Mesech is Beitzah, Hadron Chulam, Daitan Lach, Yishan Mesech is Beitzah, Daitan Chulam, Shalom. So please take the cookie or a glass of water and so on.
Mentioned your philosophy. About Shabbos, what's
it? Say it again?
Okay. I think I remember many, many years ago. I think before I came somebody had something come in for shop for a Shabbos meal.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was NC Fly. Yeah, right. I was there.
About something comes in on Shabbos.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Is our question? Could they use it? He quoted it. I don't know if it was this one or similar.
So the answer is it's not an issue of using it. It's an issue of taking it out of Bala Amos. And you all ask,
stop the recording.
No, it comes up.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. Please take some cookies and water.
It's interesting because they get to have, so, that we question, why do you have both? Why do you have the lechalek source?